Users want apps, not mobile websites, and loyalty is queen, 2014. It turns out people don't really surf the web on their smartphones. The original case for apps over mobile web before the data confirmed it. 2 years ago, I wrote this blog post, trying to explain why apps are better than websites on mobile. 2014. It turns out people don't really surf the web on their smartphones. Business Insider, 2014. There is a new buzz out there, the Internet of Things. The concept relies on the user getting used to being online everywhere all the time. First the phones, consoles, and TVs, now wristwatches and glasses. Next, all home electronics will be online. This is a new behavior we are facing, where the user is getting used to get what they want, when they want it, as fast as possible. And that's where apps come into place, because they represent the software version of the Internet of Things. They are the places to go to get what you need, when you need it, online or offline. They work seamless with our lives, and they are available to you when you need them. Apps are customized to fill the needs of the future users of the Internet of Things. They control your home, your health, your entertainment, your shopping, and your friends. Basically everything you can imagine, there is an app for that. And then there is that app called a browser. It's still just an app that gives you access to everything that lies in between what all the other apps give you at your fingertips. So how do we decide when to take the jump to an app? Well, it turns out the web, as in browsers, is slowly declining, especially the mobile web. Time spent on apps vs. web in 2013 Q3 in US. Now, time spent in apps are up from 86% to 90% compared to time spent in browsers. So what happened? Gaming has lost ground to mainly entertainment, which is up by fourfold, but also others, has multiplied itself by threefold. It might be a small category, but my bet is that this is where we find online stores. So what happened? Gaming is now half of what it was, and entertainment and others are filling the gap. So people figured that the smartphone is more than just a game on the bus. Series on Netflix and HBO has come to stay, and people might have discovered the bliss of shopping from the smartphone. Desktop browsing is going down, and apparently also mobile web browsing is on a downfall. But the browser is there for one important reason: first-time visitors. To catch the first-time visitors from Google and providing one-time information. Rule number one, if many of you users are first-time visitors, it would make perfect sense to have a great search-friendly website that gives users, searching for related words, a chance to find your brand. Loyalty is queen. Loyalty is one of the biggest reasons users choose a specific content and stick to it, and apps fits that behavior perfectly. Users know from the very start that they want to come back, because they are intrinsically motivated to do so. No one is luring them or paying them to come back. Well, some do with extrinsic motivation as payment, but pure loyalty cannot be bought, it has to be earned. Loyalty makes people download apps and keep them. One thing that might have changed over the years is the fact that brands are better at rewarding loyal user through gamification or other elements like loyalty programs. And because of loyalty, people put brands in their pockets. A mobile home screen app space is also considered to be a place in the pocket, and we all know there is one place brands wants to be, in people's pockets, because that is where the money is. Funny thing is that the term has grown from being about a physical wallet to a virtual wallet on the smartphone. Merging online stores in apps with a payment app brings the brand closer to the money with one-click order, and it does drive more sales when the user do not have to fetch a credit card every time. So if it is that simple, why don't everybody just make an app? Because most websites are simple, boring information, we obviously cannot simply make an app for everything on the web, because along with everything else in this world, people will not buy into it unless it makes sense, or in some cases, it works if it makes absolutely no sense at all. But then you have to master the dark arts of satire, ironic and surreal humor, which is a very hard genre to set foot in, so onwards with meaningful content. And here comes the heroic term, content is king. So if you really want your brand to have an app, you need to figure out what content you can provide your loyal users with that would fit into one or more of the categories: messaging / social, YouTube, entertainment, gaming, utilities, productivity, news, online stores, or something completely different. Yes, innovative ideas is allowed. There are a few simple rules. Rule number two. The content has to be meaningful for the user, preferably personalized content. Rule number three. If the user visits your content more than once every month, there is a good reason for it to be an app. 2 years ago, I would have said, more than twice a week, but I strongly believe we keep less active apps longer today than 2-3 years ago. So user wants personalized experiences, and apps are known to give the feeling of ownership. I own the app, it's mine. I'm always logged in, I'm always online, and I don't need to accept cookie policies. An annoying legal text most EU website need to have on the front page, being able to be online all the time, notifying you when time is right. With important information like, your order will be delivered to you within the next hour, or your Uber is arriving now. Some might state that push notifications are bad because they spam you all the time, pushing sales and offers. This is fortunately something that has gotten a lot better the last couple of years. And there is a clear trend in user experience design regarding personalized and meaningful push notifications, only allowing offers when we ask for it. Share this. Share on Facebook opens in new window. Facebook. Share on X opens in new window.